Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I remember as a Baptist preacher and pastor, I never heard much about fleeces. After I got baptized, the Holy Ghost spoke with a tongue, come over among Pentecostal people, I heard a whole lot about putting out fleeces. A lot of preachers and everybody's always putting out fleeces. Well, I began to keep records. I began to talk to preachers in the process of time. You see, after I'd put out a fleece and it backfired on me.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, it's my spirit doing the praying. It's the Holy Spirit in my spirit that gives my spirit the utterance. He said, but my understanding is unfruitful. You see, our understanding is a part of our soul, our mind, our mental makeup. And our emotional part of our being is our soulish part. But when I pray out of my spirit, my understanding, my soul is unfruitful. My understanding's unfruitful. My understanding don't know what it said. Now, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord searching the inward parts of the belly. And he speaks about being filled with the Holy Ghost. And out of your innermost being or out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now sometimes when you even pray with tongues and people get into bondage and into trouble along this line, get into the flesh and into the soul realm and out of the spirit realm again, they speak with tongues in the spirit, but many times they interpret out of the soul. It may surprise you, but that's how I believe the truth. Because they think everything they speak ought to be interpreted, so they try to pick up something with their mind and say it. No, everything that's spoken with tongues doesn't have to be interpreted or shouldn't even be interpreted. Are you listening to me? You always want that unction in your spirit to interpret. You don't want to just try something or just force something. If there isn't anything flowing out of your spirit, out of your innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. Are you listening to me? I've seen people say to people, you know, feel like God has a message for you, and they'd speak in tongues and tell them, said, now interpret that. Well, now really, that's ignorance gone to seed. Amen. Are you listening to me? Don't try to force any interpretation. Let it come out of your spirit, not out of your soul, not out of your mind. Don't try to make up something. And if it just isn't there, why don't try to force anything. Now sometimes, even in praying, I find out that I interpret my prayers. But now then again, in praying in other tongues, I find out no interpretation had anything to do with it. My spirit searcheth, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly. And the Holy Spirit is residing, if you'll pardon the expression, in my belly. You see, go back here to John, if you doubt that. Go back to John's Gospel, 7th verse. 7th chapter, 37th verse. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believeth on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So you see, the Holy Spirit's dwelling, another translation said, not only out of his belly, but out of his innermost being. That's a better way to say it. The Holy Spirit's dwelling in my innermost being. And another way of saying Proverbs 20:27 would be, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly, or of your innermost being. Well, I found that my spirit very often, I'm not talking about interpretation, now that's a different thing entirely, will know what I'm praying. My spirit will know that. And because, you see, the Holy Spirit's dwelling in my spirit searcheth the inner parts. innermost part. And my spirit will know what the Holy Spirit is saying to my spirit. My spirit will pass it on to my mind. We'll get to that in a minute, how he does it. And there's just a whole world out there in the spirit. Some people become fearful because, you see, they operate in the soul realm, and in the soul realm you can have demon activity as well as Holy Spirit activity, and many have never learned the difference. And it's created problems. Well, we'll try to help along that line. Now, you see, I'm trying to establish the fact that man is a spirit being, that God contacts us through our spirit. God deals with our spirits. He cannot contact us through our minds. The Holy Spirit doesn't dwell in our minds. He does not contact us through our bodies. Now, he did in the Old Testament. The reason he did, because they were spiritually dead people. I'm not living under the Old Testament. You see, you'll get a lot of time, people under the New Covenant will talk about many times putting out fleeces. Do you know it's New Testament unscriptural to be led by fleeces? Well, somebody said, yeah, but now back there in the Old Testament, Gideon put out a fleece, I know it. But if you just stop and think for a moment, if you know your Bibles, under the Old Covenant, first of all, they hadn't been born again. Secondly, only the king, the priest, and the prophet had the Spirit of God anointing them upon them to fulfill those offices. The rest of the people knew nothing about any kind of a personal manifestation of the Spirit of God to them as an individual. They saw the manifestation of God's glory in the cloud, but that holy presence was kept shut up in the holies of holies. So Gideon didn't know then when God began to deal with him, because he didn't have the Spirit. He didn't know whether it was a God or the devil or who it was. Are you listening? It's awfully dangerous for New Testament Spirit-filled Christian to put out fleeces. The most dangerous thing in the world to do. For the simple reason that, you see, this fleece business is in the realm where Satan is God. He's the God of this world. I remember as a Baptist preacher and pastor, I never heard much about fleeces. After I got baptized, the Holy Ghost spoke the other tongue, come over among Pentecostal people, I heard a whole lot about putting out fleeces. A lot of it. Preachers and everybody's always putting out fleeces. Well, I began to keep records. I began to talk to preachers in the process of time. You see, after I'd put out a fleece and it backfired on me, only time I ever got fleece is when I put out a fleece. Then I began to talk to other preachers, you see, and people, and ask them, pastors and evangelists, and I never could find anybody that got it to work for them. I don't know why they still did it. God doesn't work on a hit and miss method. Only time in my life had I ever missed God relative to a church or preaching or as evangelist and so on and so forth when I put out a fleece. The rest of the time I just prayed and waited on God till I got an inward witness in here. I knew on the inside of me what to do. Are you listening to me? I knew what to do on the inside of me, and I followed that and I never missed it anymore then. Never made the mistake. Well, if we'd learn to listen to our spirits, we'd just be a whole lot better off. Because the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Now, the spirit of man is the part of man that's born again. And is the part of man that receives eternal life, which is the nature and the life of God. And that becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus. You remember we looked at the verse there that said yesterday in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Well, that's not the outward man. The body's not new when you're born again. It's the man on the inside the spirit man that's born again becomes a new man, a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And so it's a spirit of man that's born again. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you remember, that when Nicodemus said, after Jesus said to him, you must be born again. And being natural, he could only think naturally. And so he said, is it possible for a man to enter into his mother's womb, you know, and be born the second time? Well, Jesus wasn't talking about a physical birth. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He was talking about a spiritual birth.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Lynette Hagin on USB entitled Prayer. In our chaotic world, we can't afford not to pray. It's how we tap into the power of God and overcome the challenges we face. As we spend time with Him, we receive the strength and guidance we need each day. We are also offering Denise Hagin Burns' series entitled Pathway to Success, which features 9 inspiring messages. We don't have to do life alone. God sent His Holy Spirit to help us. He will guide us in every aspect of our lives, from raising children to making decisions and moving to new seasons. We can rely on God's Spirit. As we walk our everyday life, He will lead us on pathways to success. All 19 messages are at the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Coming up in September,
yes.
Wow, Kindle the Flame Women's Conference. That's September the 26th through the 8th, but registration is open now. You can go online at rhema.org/KTF and register for the conference.
Hey, listen. You know, Lynette, she said, when God told her to start having a women's conference, she said, well, that's not going to be like any other women's conference. And it's not. And let me tell you what, I don't know how many testimonies I've gotten from guys that they made an effort, they got their wife registered, they did all the things that was necessary so they could attend, and they said their wife actually came back a different person.
Yes.
So listen, guys, hey, This is a fantastic conference. They're going to talk about how that God is the head, and
yes.
and they're not going to talk about defeat. They're going to talk about,
we're not victims, we're victors.
Yeah, that's what Lynette said.
Yes.
And actually, the theme this year is the steps of a good woman are ordered of the Lord.
Yes.
Hey, go right now and get that done, ladies, and you guys, make sure your lady gets here.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, Volume 1. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.